What's new in Svelte, July 2026? SvelteKit Config Invite. Config, explicit NVARs and new declaration tag support across the toolchain. This month brought a real shift in how SvelteKit projects are configured. You can now define your SvelteKit config directly inside Vite. Config.js. And skip Svelte Config.js. Entirely. We also got the first preview of explicit environment variables, which will eventually replace env. Modules in SvelteKit 3. On top of that, the language tools and the SV. CLI both caught up with Svelte's new const. Declaration tags, so the whole toolchain is now in sync. Let's dive in. What's new in SvelteKit? You can now pass your SvelteKit config directly to the Vite plugin, so a separate Svelte config.js is no longer required, as a preview of how Kit 3 will require config to live in Vite. Config.js 2620 docs 15944. Experimental explicit environment variables let you declare and type your env vars in one place, as a preview of how env will work in SvelteKit 3, 2630, docs, 15934, remote function commands can now receive file objects directly, so you can upload files without manually wrapping them in form data. 2640, docs, 15978. Remote queries can now refresh other queries, making it easier to invalidate related data after a mutation. 2650, docs, 16012. A pre-rendered MD and MDX. Files are now pre-compressed alongside HTML, JS, and CSS for faster delivery. 2660, docs, 15893. SvelteKit now warns when Boolean fields in remote form schemas are not marked optional, which is a common cause of silent submit failures. 2660, docs, 15804. At the new pre-render, handle invalid URL. Option lets you customize how invalid URLs found during crawling are reported. 2670, docs, 16088, remote form enhance instance. And remote form enhance callback are now exported types, so you can type your custom enhance callbacks directly. 2680 docs 15816 submitted. Submit fields now keep their value in the form action payload, which makes multi-button forms easier to handle on the server. 2680 docs 15979. For all the features and bug fixes that landed this month, check out the SvelteKit / adapter changelogs. What's new in the Svelte CLI and language tools? The Svelte CLI demo template now uses the new const declaration tag, so newly created projects show off the latest Svelte syntax, SV at 0.16, 0.11.10, SV create. Now scaffolds projects against its SvelteEdge / kit 2620. And moves the Svelte config into the Vite plugin by default, SV at 0.16, 0.11.19. A new experimental add-on lets you toggle experimental flags and opt into at next versions directly from the CLI, SV at 0.16, 0.11.21, the Drizzle and Bitteroth. Add-ons now support SvelteKit's new explicit environment variables, SV at 0.16, 0.11.22, new. Define env and Svelte config. Helpers in its SvelteEdge / svutils make it easier to read and edit a project's Svelte config from add-ons, svutils at 0.3.0, the Svelte language server. SvelteCheck and SvelteTSX now understand Svelte 5's const declaration tags, Svelte language server at 0.18.1, Svelte check at 4.5.0, Svelte TSX at 0.7.56, 30.33. CSS completions now work inside nested tags, Svelte language server at 0.18.1, 30.22. The language tools can now read Svelte config straight from Vite config js/ts. Matching SvelteKit's new Vite plugin configuration, Svelte language server at 0.18.2, Svelte check at 4.60.30.31, Svelte check. Now accepts a config. Option to point at a custom config file location, Svelte check at 4.70.3066, experimental. TSGO. TypeScript Go support is now available in Svelte check. For faster type checking on large code bases, Svelte check at 4.70.3036. Want to dive deeper? Check out the Svelte CLI and language tools releases. For all the minor changes and bug fixes that came out in the Svelte compiler this month, you can read the full Svelte CHANGELOG Community Showcase. Apps in AMP, sites built with Svelte. Color Lab is a browser-based color science instrument that explores RGB gamuts as 3D solids and builds perceptual theme ramps with WCAG checks. Chemetline is a local desktop AI companion built with SvelteKit, Electron, and a Go agent core. Disk is a database for users with a built-in Svelte dashboard. Easy Resumes is a fully client-side, local-first resume builder that lets you customize layouts with TIPST. GraphGen is a node-based generative art tool for 2D line art. Lunar is an open-source self-hosted media server and Plex alternative. Pixel Snapper is a desktop tool that snaps near-pixel art images onto perfect grids, built with SvelteKit, Tori, and Rust by the makers of the previously featured Sprite Fusion, GitHub. SuperMCP is a native macOS app that gives Claude, Cursor, Windsurf, and other AI tools access to Reddit, X, LinkedIn, and more via the local Chrome cookies. Darkly is an open-source art program built with Rust and Svelte. Spotted in the Wild. Guild Wars 3, the official ArenaNet site for the upcoming MMORPG. Obama Foundation, the new site for the recently opened Obama Presidential Center. On a more meta note, SvelteKit. FYI scans Blue Sky for sites built with SvelteKit and showcases them in the spirit of Nuxt. FYI. Learning resources. Featuring Svelte contributors and ambassadors. Agentic Engineering with Svelte by Paolo Ricciuti is a new YouTube series from MainMatter that documents building a real production Svelte app with AI agents. 8 episodes so far, with an AMA on July 15th. My favorite framework, Just Got Better by Joy of Code, walks through real-time data in SvelteKit using remote functions, live queries, and generators. This week in Svelte. To read. Picking Svelte in 2026. The Honest Trade-Off Nobody Tells You by Dmitry Ibormatov. Wuchil, 1 year of compile time i18n by Kittis Adugna. Libraries, tools, and AMP components. Frameworks and tooling. Machi is a performance-focused alternative to SvelteKit from Stanislav Kramov that uses Islands architecture and programmatic routing on Bun. POTS bundles your SvelteKit app, the Bun runtime, and a web view into a single executable so you can ship it as a native desktop app. Svelte TV renders Svelte components to WebGL instead of the DOM for use on smart TVs and low-memory web views. TabSpot is a declarative keyboard navigation engine for hierarchical and grid interfaces, UI components, and visual effects. NeoBrutalism Svelte is a UI library inspired by NeoBrutalism, balsamic, and lo-fi aesthetics. At Winkentl/Bootstrap Svelte brings Bootstrap 5's grid, utilities, and components to Svelte 5 with full TypeScript support. Tan Compose is a lightweight library for building declarative, reusable web components. Sval is a zero-dependency drawer component for Svelte 5, modernizing VolSvelte. Svelte Animated Icon ships close to 10,000 animated icon variants across 5 icon libraries using the Web Animations API, GitHub. Flarecharts is a Runes-native charting library for Svelte 5 with built-in CSS theming and accessibility. Svelte Video Editor is a host-agnostic, timeline-based video editor component for Svelte 5 with multi-track clips, scrubbing, and ripple edits. Developer tools and plugins. TSV is a Rust-based formatter and parser for TypeScript, Svelte, and CSS, with a linter on the roadmap. Svelte Disinfo extracts JSON documentation from TypeScript and Svelte modules using the TypeScript compiler. VS Code Live Theme Editor is a VSIX extension for editing every token and color in any VS Code, cursor, or TRAE theme. SvelteKit Cloudflare Duo automatically exports durable objects to the Cloudflare Worker Bundle generated by at svelte.edge/adapter-cloudflare. That's it for this month. Let us know if we missed anything on Reddit or Discord. Until next time, waving medium light.